message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
You know, yesterday he also taught us, we look at supernatural exploits, and we had a deep exposition on what supernatural exploit is and how we can access supernatural exploits by connecting with God. You know, I was so blessed. Pastor told us that you must have God first mentality. You must be connected to God, because God is your creator. He is the one that made you. He created you. He knows the end from the beginning. So as long as you are connected with God, I tell you, he said the sky is not even your limit. He mentioned some examples yesterday of people that did great exploits. He talked about the Lord Jesus Christ. He did so much that his footprint cannot be erased. And I pray tonight, as we follow all these instructions, the Almighty God will help us for this month and the rest of our life. We will do great exploits in Jesus' name. We will not just come and pass like that. You know, we will leave a footprint as we have come. We will fulfill purpose in the name of Jesus. The Lord will bless us in Jesus' mighty name. By the grace of God, we're going to continue in the same direction. Let's read our anchor scripture, Daniel chapter 11, verse 32b. Praise the Lord. But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploit. People that do know their God. Yesterday we were told that it was because some people don't know, you know, the great God that we have. The small g God, you don't know the ability. You don't know the capability of God. That is why we do things shabbily. That is why we do things the way we like. And if we are going to do exploit, we have to know the God we serve. We have to know that He is the all-knowing God. And we must be strong. And if, before we continue, you know, we have prayed about stability. We have prayed for strength to be able to do exploit. And I pray for you and I that we shall do exploits in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As much as everyone desires to do exploits, not everyone can access these supernatural exploits we are talking about. As much as we desire, even as we are seated here, you know, because we are teaching and we are praying, the enthusiasm is strong, the excitement is there. But I want to tell you, if you ask everybody, even if you have, like, I met a small child of about 3 years or 4 years old about 2 days ago. I asked her, "What do you want to be?" She said, "I want to be a medical doctor." I say, wow, I clap for her. You know, she has the desire. She has the, she wants, that's the ambition. She wants to be a medical doctor. But I tell you, it's not everybody that desires this supernatural express we are talking about that will actually assess it. But I pray for you and I tonight, we will assess it in Jesus' name. We will do greater work that God has assigned us in Jesus' name. It's a prayer program. It's a prophetic prayer. So every prayer that is coming from the altar, let's say amen from the depth of our heart. And I pray God will answer our prayer in the name of Jesus. You know, supernatural exploit is unattainable until man locates God. Until you locate God. Until you locate your creator. Until you are so connected. You know, we have been talking about this connection since Sunday. Pastor mentioned and explained it so much on Sunday. Yesterday, Pastor Adela also talked about it. Your connection, your attachment to your creator is the only thing that guarantees your supernatural exploits in life in the name of Jesus. You know, God is one that created everything. He created something out of nothing. And that is what is going to lead us to our topic tonight. The topic we are going to be taking tonight is supernatural exploits via faith. Praise the Lord. One key that you and I will use to be able to do this supernatural exploit we are talking about is faith. Your faith must be strong. You must believe that God is all in all. God himself has faith. God himself is a God of faith. God created the world. He created you and I. He created everything out of nothing. He said, "Let there be light," and there was light. That was faith. We must have faith to assess our supernatural exploit. You must believe so much in God. And we are going to explain what faith is briefly. We have had the word faith so long. We have, you know, faith. Without faith, it is impossible for a child of God to walk with us. God said, "It is impossible for you to please me. It is impossible for you to walk with me if you don't have faith. So if you are here tonight, your faith is still shaky. You know, you have to believe so much in faith. There was a particular time in the life of the apostles of the Lord Jesus Christ. They came to Jesus themselves. You know, because they couldn't do so much when Christ was around. They couldn't do so much miracle. And he told them, he said, he always tell them, most times, say, oh, you of little faith. Some of these things, you should be able to do them with ease. They have to come to him themselves, as we have come tonight. They say, increase our faith. And tonight, we're going to pray the same prayer. God will increase your faith in the name of Jesus. Let's quickly look at what is faith. Faith is the act of having a total belief or trust in something or someone. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 and 2. Faith is the act of having belief or trust in something or in someone. You know, some people believe and have faith that when they are traveling, they should put banche on their waist. They have so much trust that when they put the banche and there is going to be an accident, they will escape. There's nothing you want to tell them. They will tell you with what my mother has given me. There is a ring. I always wear it. They have so much faith. Some believe they have faith in putting oil on a particular stone that cannot save them. So your faith is what you believe in. Faith is what you believe, is believing in something and having trust in something. Praise the Lord. Hebrews 11, 1 and 2. The second definition of faith I have here, it is the evidence of the things that you did not see, but yet you believe it. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Praise the Lord. Verse 2. For by he the elders obtained a good report. This supernatural exploits we are talking about cannot come to pass in your life if you don't have faith. All the elders, even the Lord Jesus Christ, you know, he has his good report via this faith we are talking about. It's the substance of things you do not see, the substance of things you hope for, but yet you believe. I said, faith is the things, those things you did not see. It is the evidence of things you did not see, but yet you believe. God has told you that you're going to have your baby. God has told you that you're going to have a good job. God has told you you're going to have a good home. But you can't see it coming. I tell you, you have to hold on. You have to believe. Your believing in what God has said is that is your faith. Another one is that faith is the force that brings to existence the creative power of the word of God. I'm going to take that again. Faith is the force that brings to existence the creative power of the word of God. No one can access exploits without faith. You cannot access this exploit we're talking about if you are not a man and a woman of faith. Your faith must be so strong. Father Abraham has a strong faith at age 100 when God appeared to him and said, you are going to have your own child. He so much believed. You see, when Lot departed from him, the Lord brought him out and told him, I said, look, as far as you can see, and he had faith, he believed in what God has said, and that was why he was able to carry his bundle of joy. I pray for you at night tonight that Christ will increase our faith, and the faith that will carry us on until we achieve our purpose, the Almighty God will give to us tonight in the name of Jesus. Quickly, because of time, how do you assess exploits via faith? How can I assess this supernatural exploit we are talking about? Via this faith, praise the Lord. The first one is that you must be a word addict. We talk so much about the word of God in this house. You must be a word addict. You must be a child of God that takes in the word of God daily. The word of God is the source of our faith. Romans 10:17. The word of God is the source of our faith. If you are here, you don't like reading the word of God, you are not there yet. You must delight yourself in the word of God. You must believe in the word of God to receive the power that the word of God holds. You have to believe God via his word. The word of God is a source of faith. You know, he told Joshua, he said, be courageous and make sure that this book of the law does not depart out of your mouth, because it is indeed you will make your ways prosperous. You have to make sure that you are a word addict. The word of God must be sweet in your mouth. David said, it is sweeter in my mouth. It is sweeter than the honeycomb. The word of God lightens our path. The word of God is so important. If your faith must increase, if you must do exploits, I tell you, my brothers and sisters, you must be a word addict. You must make sure that no day passes without you reading the word of God. God knows that we do not need more than the 66 books of the Bible to do everything, to do exploits, and to make it in line. So if you are here, you don't like reading the word of God, I tell you, your faith cannot increase. In fact, you cannot go far, because the word of God holds everything. Everything you want in life is embedded in this word. And the grace to test and to increase our word intake, the Lord will give to us tonight in the name of Jesus. You cannot accomplish much in faith if your word intake is low. You must have an intense study life. Your word life must be intense. You must love reading the word of God. Praise the Lord. The word releases the power of God for exploit. Matthew 11:24. Jesus Christ said in that place, he said, if you believe in your heart, and he said, this mountain be thou removed. He said, I will not doubt in your heart, he shall have whatsoever he saith. But I say unto you that, praise the Lord. Mark 11:23-24. Praise the Lord. Mark 11:23-24. Praise the Lord. He said, that is the word of God. Praise the Lord. Mark 11:23-24. You know, Jesus Christ was saying in that particular passage, he said, very, 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 I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that what that those things which he said shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he said. This is the word of the Lord for you and I. You know, this is one of the scriptures I respect so much in the Bible. He said, if you will say to this thing, you say to this problem in your life, and you will not doubt, you will have whatsoever you say. And so shall it be for you and I, in Jesus' name. Another one is that you must be determined. You must be determined. Your determination is what keeps your faith going. It gives you hope. It gives you life. It gives you life. It gives you hope. You must be determined. Daniel determined in the Bible. He said, I am not going to defy myself. He made up his mind that he was going to do exploits in a strange land. And with God's help, he was able to do so much. Don't give up on your dream. Don't give up on the word that God has declared unto you. Don't give up. Though you may not see it coming. Habakkuk 2:3. You may not see it coming, as I said the other time. God has told you, maybe you have told God, I desire a particular GP, CGP, and you are not seeing it coming. Believe. Hold on to it. Write it down. Make it plain. Speak it. And before you know it, it will surely come to pass. God will never fail. God never leave his word unfulfilled. It is man that says a thing that will not come to pass. I, as a mortal man, I'm the one that can promise you. I can promise you and say, Sister Juliet, next tomorrow, come to my office and collect 100,000. By the time you come, I say, maybe you say you want to do it for a business or whatever. But by the time you come tomorrow, please, my sister, I couldn't get what I promised you. It is man that says a word that does not come to pass. But when it comes to God, when he says something, he will surely do it. Isaiah 55:11. He says, so shall it be of the word that come out of my mouth. It shall not come back to me void. It shall accomplish whatsoever I have commanded it. That is the word of God. Isaiah 55:11. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things wherever I sent it. When God has spoken, God has declared so many promises on this altar. All you need to do is stick to them, pray them, live them, speak it, declare it every day, determine, make up your mind that this word is going to come to pass, and so shall it be in Jesus' name. Another one is that you must be bold and be fast because of time. The word, you must be bold. You must be bold in your faith. Bold faith backs bold actions. Bold faith backs bold actions. Probably you have been praying and you desire to open a business, to have a business, to do something. Take a bold step. You know, your bold faith backs bold action. Bold action backs exploits. Praise the Lord. You must be focused. You must be focused. And you must also learn to shift your focus away from the storms of life. When Christ was living, he did not promise that you and I will not have issues of life. The seniors will be there. Storms of life will be there. But make sure you don't perpetually fix your eyes on your problem. Shift your focus away from the storm. Shift your focus. Place your focus on the Lord Jesus Christ, the one that can calm the storms of life. Be bold in your faith. Look at Apostle Paul. When he focused on the Lord Jesus Christ, in the book of Matthew chapter 14, 22 to 31, because of time we may not read it. You know, this was a story when Christ told Peter. You know, he saw Christ was walking on water, and he told him, he said, come. And you know, his faith increased, and he started walking on water. And before you know it, he was like, is it me, Peter? I was walking on water. Yeah, I'm so bold enough to start walking on water. And immediately his faith dropped. He started sinking. Sometimes that is what happens to every one of us when we shift our attention from God. When we shift to plan B. When we feel God is too late. You have been praying to God for a partner, and it's not forthcoming. You have been praying to God for a job. It's as if it's not forthcoming. We want to have plan B. You want to go to an uncle, an auntie that you think can help you. No, we shouldn't. When you shift your attention from God, when you shift your focus from God, you begin to sing. Tonight, for your faith to do exploits, you must make sure that your attention is totally focused on Jesus. Because you know, God is the one that knows the end from the beginning. The vision will surely speak. It will surely come to pass. It may tarry. You know, God said, the Bible said in the book of Ecclesiastes, he said, God makes all things beautiful at his own time. Like Pastor told us on Sunday, God might want to take you from Congo, Kinshasa to Canada. Probably God has his own plan. All you need to do is just submit your desire. Submit your ambition. Tell God, let your will be done in my life. In the life of the Lord Jesus Christ, there was a particular time in his life. The prayer he prayed throughout his life, 3.5 years, was, God, let your will be done. Let your will be done in my life. This mission you have given unto me, this assignment, I cannot do it alone. Let your will be done. And I tell you, because Christ has faith, that God was able to see him through. That is why we can talk and talk and talk and talk about the legacy of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I pray for you and I, as our faith is strong in the Lord, we will achieve great exploits in the name of Jesus. Then number four, you must have possibility mentality. Praise the Lord. You must have a mind of possibility. The Bible says, with men, this may be impossible. But with God, all things, nothing shall be impossible. You must possess possibility mentality to be able to achieve supernatural exploits. Praise the Lord. Luke 1:37. Please, can we read? God has packaged in your future. God has packaged in you great future for exploit. God has packaged great future for you. God has great exploits in your future. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. That's your dream. That's your desire. Everything that God has spoken unto you shall be possible via God. Praise the Lord. Matthew 19:26. The understanding of your possibility, the understanding of the fact that God is able to do all things, will help you and will drive your faith. It will drive your faith to exploit in the name of Jesus. Father Abraham has so much faith in the Lord. You know, even when God told him that he should take his only son and go and kill him and go and slaughter him, he did not even tell his wife. The Bible said he went with some servants, and he told the servants when they have traveled about 3 days, he told them to stay apart, that himself and the lad will go and do the sacrifice. The little boy even asked to say, Father, here we are. We are going for sacrifice. Where is the lamb? He told him, God will provide. Even despite God has told him that I want to suck the blood of your son. And he kept on going. He has so much faith that even God, if he takes Isaac, is able to give him another one. This is the kind of faith that God wants us to have tonight. Have a possibility mentality that as you go on this journey of life, provision has been made for you and I. You cannot be stranded, as our papa will always say. You can never get to any spot and be stranded. If only you can believe totally. If only you can commit your ways and everything that you desire into the hand of God. Praise the Lord. To do exploits, you must have a possibility mentality. Praise the Lord. You may not feel able to do it. You may not feel able to do the exploits you are talking about. exploits in every area of life. You may not feel that you are able to do anything. But when you believe God totally, your possibility that God is able to do anything will help you. Let's read finally Ephesians 3 verse 20. Ephesians 3:20. I want you to know that with God, you can do supernatural exploits. With God Almighty, you can do this supernatural exploit. The Bible said in the book of Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20. Now unto him that is able to do exceedingly, abundantly, above all that we can ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. You know, another version said, more than what you can think or imagine, what you can even think of, is what God can do. So at every junction of your life, as you go in this month, believe God of possibility. Don't believe there's anything you cannot do. Pastor quoted a scripture for us yesterday. Philippians said, I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. This was one of the memory verses I taught my children as kids. I said, you can do all things. Christ that strengthens you. There's nothing you cannot do. You can read for 6 hours. You can achieve anything. You can do anything. God has given you the grace. And I'll tell you, there are some things God will not do for you and I. He has given us the grace. He wants us to take the bold step by ourselves. And as we determine tonight, as we, you know, as we process all these four things we have talked about tonight, I tell you, we will achieve great and supernatural exploits in the name of Jesus. I want us to jam our hands together for Jesus as we rise up on our feet. If you have been blessed by this short exhortation tonight, please be on your feet. Clap your hands together for Jesus. Let God know that you are here. Let God know you are determined to succeed. Let God know that you are determined to succeed, to do supernatural exploits. Let God know that you are here to do well.
Wow. I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road in Loring. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.